Today we are wondering about the simple possibility of living a good life, that is, a life of goodness, when we remember to be present to right now, not yesterday, not tomorrow, but right now, to the people we are with, right next to us, and to how we can be good to them. In a way, living like this is what we might call a blessing. Being a blessing to the world, being something and someone that the world needs. So I want to share a story from my friend Kathleen McTeague this morning about a time when she experienced a blessing like this, a time when someone was present for her and recognized her and helped her. She begins by saying that we are asked a dozen times a day, "How are you? How are you? Hi, how are you?" And she says that most of the time, it's not really a real question. It's more like saying hi, and mostly we just say, "I'm fine, I'm okay, I'm good." But every once in a while, she says, we are asked this question when things are really not fine at all. At those times when we might feel a little strange or out of sorts, just not quite right, something inside us can suddenly not want to say, "I'm fine." She tells this story. The morning after my father died, she said, and maybe for some of us, it's not a father, but a grandparent, or a friend, or a pet. I had to go to the grocery store to buy a few things for dinner, and when I arrived at the checkout counter and the clerk distractedly said, "How are you?" my brain went blank. I couldn't say fine, or even okay. I wasn't okay, I was sort of numb. And I found myself blurting out a real and honest answer. "I'm not very good," I said. "My father died last night." With his hands filled with the apples and the chicken and the bread, the poor clerk turned bright red and started to stammer. The people behind me looked longingly at the checkout lines they could have chosen, the ones that wouldn't have placed them in earshot of the too much information lady. Everyone froze in the moment, except the young man bagging groceries. He stopped moving completely. He looked straight at me and said, "I bet you feel really sad about that." "Yes, I do. Thank you," I said to him. And then I was able to walk out with my groceries and not feel quite so much as if I had mentioned way too much in public. The young man bagging groceries was the only one to offer what counted in that particular moment. He knew how to give a blessing. When I read her story, I realized that he was in the here and now, that person who was bagging groceries. He knew who was important, and he offered what they needed, which was simple kindness. And that possibility is available to each of us every moment of every day. May we, in all our breathing in and our breathing out, see it and practice it as often as we can, the simple and kind possibility.